Should you be allowed to vote in a primary election only if you are a registered member of the candidate's party? Or should all such elections be so-called open primaries? You'll hear strong opinions on both sides. Hawaii's Democrats have filed a lawsuit to close their primaries, and a national organization of independent voters, independentvoting.org, wants to stop them. Jacqueline Salad is the president of independentvoting.org, and she joins us by phone. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Pretty good. Let's talk about the reasons why a state party would want to close its primary. And it would seem to me that the argument would be something along the lines of, I want people who are ideologically aligned with me to vote in that primary and keep it to that. Is that kind of the argument?
That is one of the arguments that we hear on this front. And by the way, I would share with your listeners that this pattern of moving to try to close primaries is happening in a number of different places around the country.
Mm-hmm.
But this, in Hawaii, actually, this is the first time that the Democratic Party is taking this initiative. Previously, and over the last several years, it's been the Republican Party that's done it.
Yeah.
And yes, you're right. It's about enforcing a certain kind of ideological stance.
Purity.
And also giving greater control over nominations to the party machine.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the other arguments? I mean, that to me would be the primary one, but are there some others that are advanced, to support this idea?
There are arguments made, and many of them are legal arguments that have to do with the constitutional right to freedom of association as a private organization and so forth, and the parties have claimed in court, and that will certainly be the case in this situation with the Hawaii Democratic Party, that this is a protected organization under the Constitution and under the First Amendment. The mitigating factors, though, which are very interesting and which have been, the subject of huge debate, and you're quite right, this issue is very, very controversial, not just in Hawaii, but all over the country,
mm-hmm.
Is, number one, just the fact of the changing character of the electorate. 40% of the country today identifies themselves as independents, and that's largely because they don't want to be categorized or controlled by a political party. They think the parties have actually been responsible for inciting partisanship and division, and they don't want to support that. So you have a huge swath of the electorate.
And those people would be excluded, Jackie, right?
Yes, under a closed primary system, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a huge swath of the electorate which is trying to push a change in the political culture in the direction of greater collaboration, greater coalition building, and greater opportunity for all voters, no matter what their party affiliation may or may not be. And so this pushes back against that.
Well,
issue, by the way, just to mention, is that in claiming the private right of First Amendment protection, the parties are essentially saying, well, we're private organizations, and we are, protected under the Constitution in terms of being able to do that.
Really?
The problem is that they're also publicly funded,
yeah,
in terms of the primaries and in terms of, gathering voter data and all of that. So I think one thing that's being said in response is, well, you can't have it both ways.
Well, Jackie, I would think that the private organization argument would be pretty hard to make, but this thing about party system inciting partisanship, let me just be a devil's advocate and say, isn't partisanship what it's all about? We have one platform, the other party has another, and we seem to be losing sight of what each party's platform is, and shouldn't people who are in general in support of that platform be allowed to make decisions about how that platform is advanced?
I think that is a fundamentally correct and appropriate argument. The problem comes in, Chris, when there's a conflation between the role of the party and the role of the government or the conduct of the elections themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There are systems that are in existence that have been, driven by this popular, you know, move towards political independence, where there are public primaries, and the parties can participate at in that and field candidates as part of that, and they can have a platform, and they can demand and require that people subscribe to that platform in order to, you know, be the officially endorsed candidate of the party. That is all possible and protected under the Constitution.
That's not threatened by this.
No, not at all. But okay. When parties try to simultaneously act as private organizations and essentially as quasi-governmental organizations, which is the case in so many situations.
That's an important distinction, isn't it, Jack?
Exactly. Very important.
Well, given that, what's your next move? What kind of response are you expecting from your open letter, your petition?
Well, a number of things. We ran our ad, and we've received dozens of phone calls and emails from a broad cross-section of people. And by the way, many of whom who've reached out to us are rank-and-file Democrats who feel very strongly that they don't want the party to make this move, to sort of, lock down on ideology and relinquish the capacity to build broader coalitions and also to influence larger segments of the population. So we're reaching out and gathering signatures for the letter, which will, you know, be formally delivered to the Democratic Party at the end of this month. We also, if you saw the ad, we also make a direct statement and an appeal to President Obama, because President Obama was actually the beneficiary of the open primary system going back to 2008, when a very powerful coalition of independents and Democrats came together, first to give him the nomination and to upend, you know, the old dynasty within the party, and then...
Because he was not the party's anointed one, right?
He was not, and actually we've done a very detailed study and were very involved in the 2008 effort, and it's very clear that if the primaries and caucuses had been closed in 2008, that Barack Obama would not have been the Democratic Party nominee, that Hillary Clinton would have been the Democratic Party nominee.
Well, that's an argument right there, Jackie, and I wish we had more time, but thanks very much for talking with us about
that. Well, thanks so much for having me.
We'll be hearing more about this, I'm sure. Jacqueline Salad is the president of IndependentVoting.org, a strategy and organizing center for independence with chapters in 40 states. Her organization has circulated an open letter to the people of Hawaii with an accompanying petition with the goal of keeping Hawaii's primary elections open to voters of all political persuasions. And you can learn more on our HPR2.org website.